This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
In terms of I Want Out, how does it sound? How does it sound compared to the rest of the album in terms of sound? Because we heard two other new songs today that haven't been heard before. One of them was kind of a bit more dancey, a bit sort of light. The other one was probably the heaviest song I've ever heard. You're right, really. It was great.
I think I Want Out, we purposely picked that as the first single because it kind of felt like it was a good bridging song between our old material and where we're heading. And I think there's going to be some songs in this new album that are going to surprise people. I really do. And I think there's some songs that people are going to love, like, instantly, I hope. But I don't think we're straying too far from our roots. But I think we're pushing ourselves enough that it makes it interesting for us and hopefully interesting enough for people to listen to. And, you know, they'll expect a new album to be, like, you know, pushing them as listeners as well as us as writers. So,
and our fans are great as well. You know, they've always been kind of, like, really supportive of what we do from the EP up until Bones. You know, like, if you are a fan of Young Guns, you'll see that there's always been like a progression of like sound. You know, we've never strayed too far from like, you know, our root sound. We would like to write big choruses and we like to have it exciting, and, you know, and we're always going to write music that's, you know, kind of slightly varied, and like, you know, I think it's great to have a good ebb and flow throughout the album, and I think we're doing that with the latest record. So, you know, hopefully they'll like it. We certainly do, so, you know, that's cool.
So what was the difference between sort of, you know, finishing All Our Kings Are Dead, your first album, and starting Bones, and now finishing Bones and sort of starting the next album? Was there a massive difference between sort of how you progressed to the next album and thought about it?
Well, we had a little bit more time with this one. Like, very much so the first two albums, it was very rushed. You know, we were lucky enough to be able to get on, start touring when we were nobody, just had four songs out on an EP, and then suddenly we got all these tours and we're like, we need an album, you know, and we only had a month to write it and so on. And so this time was a bit more, we had a little bit more time and we can really sort of focus on what we wanted to do. And like, I think just being able to do that and really like make each song its own, make it as unique as possible, and like, we had a lot of fun with it, you know. And like, as all bands, you know, you get writing blocks and then you get times where you're writing a few songs in a day, you know, it's so very sporadic, but we're really excited by everything.
Have you guys got any sort of plans for touring or anything?
Well, straight after this, we go into the studio again, but in a different studio, but just do some B-sides and some mixes, remixes of the single.
Okay, I've heard you're not going to release the album, I think Gus was saying, on stage until next year, actually. So
yeah, basically start of next year. So like, it's great. So yeah, that's it. Sorry, I forgot for a second. But we're back in the studio, do the songs for the remix, and then we go back out to the States for about 7 weeks with the Umi at Six. Which is going to be great. You know, they're good friends of ours and they're a great band, and they're starting to get some kind of recognition over the US because they've worked it for a few years, so it's going to be exciting. You know, more than anything, it's the fact that it's friends, British band, which also helps when you're in the US. It's kind of cool to be touring with another English band, and it's going to new places as well in America that we haven't been to before, and also just kind of being back on the circuit. You know, we've been away for so long.
In the UK as well, we're going to do some stuff towards the end of the year which will, you know, announce at some point. So we're very much looking forward to touring and getting back over here as much as we can. So
this is the start right now. Yeah. So we're pretty stoked to just like have the recording out of the way. You know, we're obviously going to have to do some mix points and stuff like that, but it's all done. So we're just looking forward to touring off asses off for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You know,
hell yeah.
That's it.